This is Radio Nepal, I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. UML Chair Oli and Maoist Center Chair Prachanda hold meeting with Chinese leader Li Jiansu. UNDP report says Nepal slightly improves in SDI ranking. And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky claims Ukraine has retaken 6,000 square kilometers of land from Russia. Now, the news in detail. National Assembly Chairperson Ganesh Prasad Timmelsina and Chairperson of the Standing Committee of the National People's Congress of the People's Republic of China, Li Jiansu, have held bilateral talks today. The meeting took place at the Federal Parliament Building, New Baneswar, this morning. Likewise, CPN-UML Chair K.P. Sarma Oli and visiting Chairperson Li have held talks. The UML party office said the two leaders held a courtesy meeting at Federal Parliament Building, New Baneswar, this morning. During the meeting, discussions were held on various topics of mutual interest. In the meeting, the main opposition party leader Oli was accompanied by Ostalakshmi Sakya, Subhas Nimbang, Dr. Rajan Bhattarai and Anjan Sakya, among other party leaders. Similarly, a delegation led by CPN Maoist Center Chair Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda and Chairperson of the Standing Committee of the National People's Congress of the People's Republic of China, Li Jiansu, have held talks. The Maoist Center said the courtesy meeting and talks were held at the Federal Parliament Building, New Baneswar, this morning. Matters of bilateral interest and mutual concern were discussed during the meeting. Along with the party chairperson Dahal, the party senior vice chairperson Narayan Kaji Shrestha, Vice Chairperson Krishna Bahadur Mahara, General Secretary Dev Gurung, Deputy General Secretaries Pampha Bhusal and Sakti Bahadur Basnet, and leaders Ram Karki and Ramesh Malla were present in the meeting on behalf of the Maoist Center. Chairperson Li will pay a courtesy call on Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba this afternoon. He will also hold a meeting with Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Narayan Khatka later today. He will pay a courtesy call on President Vidyadevi Bhandari tomorrow. The Chinese delegation will make an observation visit to Bhaktapur Darbar area to see the structures reconstructed after 2015 Gorkha earthquake. Li's delegation comprises 67 persons, including 6 high-ranking officers, security personnel, journalists and other staff. Chairperson Li and his delegation will return home on September 15th on a special flight. Traffic in Kathmandu will be affected today as visiting CPC Chairperson Li Jiansu will be on a move for his high-level political meetings. The Kathmandu Valley Traffic Police Office informed that traffic in the capital will be affected throughout the day. The office has urged people to use alternative routes, saying that the traffic in various places of Kathmandu will be affected. Traffic will be affected in areas around Ravi Bhavan, Sulti Hotel, Kalimati, Teku, Bhotebahal, Tripureswar, Thapathali, Kupandol, Maitighar, New Baneswar and Tinkune in the afternoon. Similarly, around 4:30 p.m, traffic will be affected in areas around Padmadaya Mod, Bhadrakali, Singadarbar, Maitighar, Babarmahal, Thapathali, Tripureswar, Kupandol, Bhotebahal, Teku, Kalimati, Ravi Bhavan and Solti Mod. The Kathmandu Valley Traffic Police Office has urged people to make their journeys easier by using alternative routes during that time. The United Nations Development Programme, UNDP, has said in a report Nepal has improved its ranking from 144th to 143rd position, although the Human Development Index, SDI, value has marginally declined from 0.604 to 0.602 due to continued turbulence caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. Released after a two-year gap on September 12th, the 2022 report puts Nepal in a medium human development country. The SDI is a summary measure for assessing long-term progress in the basic dimensions of human development, a long and healthy life, access to knowledge, and a decent standard of living. The analysis shows Nepal continues to incur a substantive loss in human development due to persisting inequalities. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. British King Charles III promised to follow the late Queen's selfless duty in his first address to both houses of Parliament as monarch. The King said Parliament was the living and breathing instrument of the democracy as he spoke in front of 900 members of Parliament and peers at Westminster Hall. It followed condolences from speakers of the House of Commons and Lords. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said Ukrainian forces have seized even more territory from Russia as they continue their counter-offensive. Zelensky said troops have now retaken more than 6,000 square kilometers from Russian control in September in the east and the south. Russia has admitted losing key cities in the northeastern Kharkiv region in what is seen by some military experts as a potential breakthrough in the war. Russia's military earlier admitted that its troops had to leave the key cities of Izyum and Kupiansk in the Kharkiv region. Russia now controls only a small eastern part of the region. Zelensky thanked several of Ukraine's brigades involved in the counteroffensive, describing their fighters as true heroes. Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered a full-scale invasion of Ukraine on 24th of February, which Russia holds about a fifth of the Ukraine now. An activist in Thailand has been jailed for 2 years after a court found she insulted the monarchy by dressing like the Thai queen. The protester named Juthar Pon, aged 25, wore a pink dress at a political demonstration in Bangkok in 2020. She denied the lower royal insult charge, saying she had just worn a traditional dress. But Thailand has notoriously strict laws which effectively ban criticism of the king and the royals. Thai legal groups say since November 2020, at least 210 protesters have been charged with lay majesty offences after a 3-year period where the law wasn't enforced at all. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places in hilly regions and a few places in the rest of the country, with chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places in Lumbini and Sudarpashchim provinces today. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places in Gandaki and Lumbini province and at a few places in the rest of the country tonight. As per the latest details of the Meteorological Forecasting Division, today's minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 19.8 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature at 29.6 degrees Celsius with 0.3 millimeters of rain. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. UML Chair Oli and Maoist Center Chair Prachanda hold meeting with Chinese leader Li Jiangsu. UNDP report says Nepal slightly improves in SDI ranking. And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky claims Ukraine has retaken 6,000 square kilometers of land from Russia. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.